Those fighting the Battle of the Bulge may have made a New Year's resolution to start another diet today. Jim Leff might be able to tempt them away from their good intentions. He runs a website called Chowhound.
If I want to find out where to get beef stroganoff in Indianapolis, I can ask that, and you know, I'll get several dozen smart replies within hours.
Through Chowhound.com, Leff has created a grapevine of obsessed eaters. Reporter John Kalish joined Leff in his never-ending quest for great chow.
Ask Jim Leff to explain the Chowhound credo, and he's likely to respond with something like this.
I've drunk all the great Bordeaux of the century, and let me tell you, 1929 Chateau Lafite is one heck of a drink. It's really good, and you want it. Trust me. On the other hand, I will not concede that it's intrinsically better than a really superb banana milkshake.
Ask Jim Leff what's the most delicious food he's ever eaten, and he'll surely sing the praises of arepas, Colombian corn cakes brushed with butter as they sizzle on a griddle. They're cooked by a woman Leff refers to as the Sainted Arepa Lady. She's got a small cart underneath the elevated subway in the Jackson Heights section of Queens and is there every Friday and Saturday evening, but only after 10 p.m.
Arepa pan.
Con arepa, claro. Y después, por postre, una arepa con queso.
Leff orders two of the coarsely ground corn pancakes, which are 6 inches in diameter, an inch thick, and topped with shredded white cheese. The arepas are chewy and a little sweet. Leff's familiarity with the New York food scene is not limited to sidewalk vendors. He knows a place where you can spend $1,000 for a single shot of scotch and a cafeteria in the basement of a government consulate that serves authentic Asian food to anyone who walks in off the street. Much of his encyclopedic culinary knowledge was acquired in the years he circled the globe, performing on 5 continents as a jazz trombonist. Today, Leff helps support his Chowhound habit by playing a couple of times a month. When he's not playing his trombone, Leff is writing about food professionally and frequenting places like Mug's Ale House in Brooklyn.
The people populating this bar are proud to be beer geeks. They carry thermometers with them and they gauge the temperature of their beer before they drink it.
Leff is attending the annual Split Thy Skull barley wine tasting. It's called Split Thy Skull because barley wine, which is actually a sweet-tasting beer, has a high alcohol content.
Some of these beers are kegged, some are casked. And the cast, you're always going to kick the keg. And in another 2 barley wines, I will not be able to say that.
One of the people who often tags along with Leff is Barry Strugatz, a Brooklyn-based screenwriter.
You know, when you go out to a lunch date with Jim, lunch could take several hours and cover several restaurants. I think the first time I went out with him, we started out in a Russian restaurant, then an Indonesian restaurant, then we went to a Filipino restaurant, then we went to a Thai restaurant, and then for dessert, we went to a Uruguayan bakery.
Happy Day on Union near Barclay. They make cheese sushi. Looks good. Tiny little place.
Everywhere Leff goes, he takes his palm-sized voice recorder to remember chow tips he should follow up on.
Ask Suzanne to ask her dad about the Italian restaurant in Canarsie that she went to after the funeral. The Australian Lounge on Mulberry Street, 240 Mulberry. Victoria's Marinara Sauce.
Last summer, Leff attended the Feast of Edacious Souls in the woods of southern Vermont, where long tables are covered with an incredible array of homemade food and wine.
What's your name?
I'm Jim.
Jim, I'm Sonia.
How do you do?
I'm
good. That's more than enough. Hey.
Nice to meet you.
Likewise. Cheers.
Cheers.
Mulberry. Mulberry.
Alegria.
Oh, this is delicious. Every time I eat something, every time I pull a takeout menu, every time something looks good or somebody tips me to something, I write it down. So now I've got this 37-page database printed on both sides of the page in 10-point times font reduced 57%. And it's got like 3,500 restaurants on it. I've had a couple food critics steal them out of my car.
One food critic who has ridden in Leff's car, which he calls the Chowmobile, is Sylvia Carter, a food writer with Newsday. She says Leff has reason to be proud of his website's passionate, far-flung correspondents and their ability to discover new eateries. But Carter says that even if you're on a low-sodium diet, you should take everything you read on Chowhound with a grain of salt.
Sometimes there gets to be a lot of minutia in the back and forth that goes on. By opening it up to a lot of people and a lot of opinions, you're going to get some people who aren't very trustworthy and some people who obsess about small details, and you're also going to get great finds, so it works both ways.
Chowhound's message boards feature posts from people all over the world, but Jim Leff says he doesn't mind wading through all the minutiae as he munches his way into the 21st century.
You'd be surprised how many different quality foods.
Leff recently got a tip to check out a store in New Jersey that's a kind of United Nations of supermarkets.
Armenian fig jam, I bet it's awesome.
It's expensive, too.
Peach jam, diced pumpkin preserves, young walnut preserve. Oh, my God.
Jim Leff dropped more than $60 on curry paste, vodka sauce, espresso soda, and coconut wafers, among other goodies. And the man who is affectionately known as the Alpha Hound at chowhound.com hardly ever cooks. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.